Great. Aren't they wonderful? I told them last year that they were delicious, and they still are. Another hand, please. Thank you for rescuing it. And now, who better to spread the word of our endangered wildlife, our environmental dangers, than our very own Dale and Linda Crider from Gainesville?
Happy to be back. We'd like to start out with a song which we wrote about Florida's endangered wildlife. This is called The Last Live Photo.
It's a note about an osprey, an eagle, and a panther. Note about a wood stork and a manatee. Note about an otter and the Okaloosa darter. Sturgeons in the Swanee and the mammals in the sea.
Caracara of Kissimmee, wasted on the prairie.
Drainage of the wetland took the sandhill crane. Crocodiles in the mangroves. Everglade kite woes. Click, click, my camera goes for the last live photo. It's a photo of an osprey, eagle, and a panther. Photo of a wood stork and a manatee. Photo of an otter and the Okaloosa darter. Sturgeons in the Swanee and the mammals in the sea.
Caracara of Kissimmee, wasted on the prairie.
Drainage of the wetland took the sandhill crane. Crocodiles in the mangroves, the Everglade kite woes. Click, click, my camera goes for the last live photos. Click, click, my camera goes for the last live photos.
Thank you. It's always such a treat for us to come to White Springs and see so many good friends, see so many wonderful things happening here. I was really inspired tonight with Mary and Ida. I think if I get to be 81 years old, that I'll be able to be that inspirational to other people. She was just wonderful, and it's wonderful to come to White Springs and share with people like that and be re-inspired. See the dancing, see all the crafts and the arts and the wonderful people who put it together. White Springs is a real special place for me because it's the home of the Suwannee River Bicycle Tours, and I'm into biking, and I think White Springs is going to become the capital for bicycling in the state of Florida. I'd like to do a song in tribute to that. It's called Cycles in the Sand.
I come to know the seasons through the wisdom of an owl, as morning beams upon the marsh where haunts the waterfowl. Quiet kind of kingdom in these rivers, swamps, and land. And I find a natural meaning to these cycles in the sand. It's cycles in the sand, it's a question of man. It's a call for conservation in the Florida land use plan. It's sensible delight, ripe for coming generations. Softer path to travel and a challenge to the nation. I witness Florida's beauty in the whistle of a quail, stump knockers and cabbage palms and Florida cracker tails, spinning on the memories of William Bartram's trails. A search for perfect balance on an ecologic scale. What better way to understand the stately Florida pine, or to listen to the howls of the hurricane of time, and speak for wildlife reasons in the uses of the land, and write the cycling future in the plan. It's a cycles in the sand, it's a question of man, it's a call for conservation in the Florida land use plan. It's a sensible delight, ripe for coming generations. Softer path to travel and a challenge to the nation. A softer path to travel and a challenge to the nation.
Thank you. I've told you this story many times about Florida's most productive land, and it's not the farmland around North Florida, in spite of many planters and farmers here. It's the mangrove swamps that are producing more biomass than any other part of Florida. And it wasn't until a few years ago that we realized how much they were valuable in producing seafood and all the other things, plants and wildlife, that are so colorful throughout the state of Florida. Well, 19 years ago when I was working in the Everglades, there was a development over on Marco Island, which is just south of Naples, that we were called to investigate some bald eagles nesting there. And we came up with this song, and I believe I sang it probably 17 years ago for the first time over on the old marble stage, and we'd like to do it and dedicate it to any of you who requested it. It's called The Mangrove Buccaneer. When the hurricane took my woman, I moved out to sea. Took revenge against the wind, I learned the pirate's creed. I cursed the sea for taking my dream, in spite I robbed its gold. Robed in fortune, I forgot my shame in the Gulf of Mexico. So sailor to the Keys, ahoy, row the skiff to shore, my boy. Bury the gold with the robber's sneer. Draw them out to skew, lad, mark the secret trail by gad. I'm the mangrove buccaneer. We robbed the Spanish galleons sailing in the breeze. We stashed the gold in the gumbo limbo in the Florida Keys.
We hid away in the mangroves, in his salts afloat. The king of Spain demands my head, but he cannot catch my boat. So sail it to the keys, ahoy, row the skiff to shore, my boy. Bury the gold with the robber's sneer. Draw them out to skill, lad. Mark the secret trail, by gad. I'm the mangrove buccaneer. Well, the lighter smoke drives them skeeters off, and they bite worse each day. Well, I dimmed the tail, I climbed the rigging aloft to keep first watch o'er the bay. By night a fever struck my crew, they all were bed by dawn. I know that plague shall take me too, so my secret's in my song. On the last key to the west, underneath an eagle's nest, dig a five amid the rotten tear. Chester rotted from the bale, but the yellow gold will prove the trail about the mangrove buccaneer. So sail it through the keys, ahoy, row the skiff to shore, my boy. Bury the gold with the robber's sneer. Draw them out to skill, lad. Mark the secret trail, by gad. I'm the mangrove buccaneer. I'm the mangrove buccaneer. I'm the mangrove buccaneer.
In those same sort of places, a friend of ours, Archie Carr, who has done so much for Florida conservation, told me one time that the mosquito population in the mangrove swamps was the highest it ever was in any place on the North American globe, continent. We'd like to sing this song in a tribute to some of Florida's most important residents, the honorary mosquito. This is called Mosquito's Lullaby Upon Request. Aedes aegypti.
As I went walking one evening for pleasure, an honorary mosquito came buzzingly by. What nature adventure would ever be hindered by a blood-sucking creature? I promise not I. I was wading through the swamplands of mossy gray cypress with wide ibis visions of blue heron skies. But breaking the silence was the blood-sucking violence. Those mosquitoes kept humming their dumb lullaby. Twelve million young larvae feed millions of minnows, and the minnows feed the bald eagles in order to fly. 12 million mosquitoes to the top of the food chain, but there's plenty still humming their dumb lullaby. My itching and burning impede my yearning for this wide ibis vision, a blue heron sky. And I thought, would the pyramid of species be tumbled to pieces if a big smashed mosquito upon my arm died?
You know, I'd rather be tickled to death when I die.
Thank you very much. We'd like to have a person join us now who's a very special person to us. He's down here visiting Dale and I. It's my nephew. His name is Hunter Merritt, and he's a banjo picker, and he's just starting out, but I think he'll show you some of the things he's put together. Chip, if you want to come out and join us here.
Hey,
Chip,
let's have a hand for
Chip's parents are one of the reason that Dale and I got together. They actually met at the Florida Folk Festival about 17 years ago, and eventually introduced Dale and I to each other and said, you're a perfect match.
Well, Chip.
And then Chip came along, but not from us. Chip and Dale.
Why don't you take off on one of those things? Hook it, man.
like to hear Foggy Mountain Breakdown? Got a long and good career ahead of him, we hope. We'd like to do just one more, and one more for Oma and Opa, who are Chip's grandparents and my mother and father. It's a traditional one that we did a little earlier this afternoon, but it's one that I'd like to dedicate to all those people that love traditional music and like to pass it on generation to generation. It's called My Grandfather's Clock.
Oh, my grandfather's clock was too high for the shelf, so it stood 90 years on the floor. It was taller by half than the old man himself, though it weighed not a penny, weighed more. It was bought on the morn of the day that he was born, and was always his treasure and pride. But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, tick-tock, tick-tock, 5 seconds numbering, tick-tock, tick-tock. But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. My grandfather said that of those he could hire, not a servant so faithful he found. It stood in its place and had but one desire, at the end of each day to be wound. Yes, it stood in its place, not a frown upon its face, and its hands never hung by its side. But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, tick-tock, tick-tock, his life seconds numbering, tick-tock, tick-tock. But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. It rang an alarm in the still of the night, an alarm that for years had been dumb. And we knew that his spirit was preening for flight, that the hour of departure had come. Yet the clock kept the time with a soft and gentle chime, and we patiently stood by his side. But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, tick-tock, tick-tock, his 5 seconds numbering, tick-tock, tick-tock. But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died.
Thank you. Thank you. We're running a little bit late. We're going to cut our program short, but we'll be giving a slide music presentation tomorrow on Florida's Endangered Wildlife up in the auditorium at 2 o'clock, I think, and then tomorrow morning we'll be over at the Marble Stage. And for those of you who have made some requests for Mule Skinner Blues and some of those far-out songs, we'd like to sing those tomorrow. So you can show up, and we'll be doing those. But thank you a lot for being here, and we've enjoyed ourselves, and we hope there will be 30 more of these. Thank you. Thank you. I've got 30 kisses off of this lady.
And I'm beginning on the youngins. this is what we like. You see, we like to bring them up young right here. Follow the leader. That's what a Florida Folk Festival is all about. Any folk festival is all about. Passing on. Preserving. yeah, I know. I have something real special coming up here. From over Gainesville way, they've been coming to us, teaching us, entertaining us, informing us how it's all done. Old-time music and clogging by the Buck Snort Barn Dance Band and the Cross Creek Cloggers. Now just hold your horses and stop losing your children. Keep up with the little ones, won't you please? It's a terrible thing to get lost. Now that's the Buck Snort Band over there. Aren't they pretty? And where are your little ones? Have they grown up?
They're
good night.
Grandma and Grandpa.
Oh, that's nice.
We're going to try to play some old Florida tunes tonight when we get these mics straightened out here. The first tune we're going to do is an old Cush Holston tune. Thelma knows him.
Yeah.
And it's called Good Time Tonight. And that's what we're going to have here.
We all set to have a good time tonight?
Get these mics going good and we'll have a good time.
Spearing each other with our bows. Okay. Ready?
No, not for Brent. We gotta get real close together.
Yeah, you can point him all the way around there.
That's good. Okay, we're gonna have a good time tonight.
Gentlemen and ladies, come pour a glass or two. We're going to have a good time tonight. It's going to be a cakewalk, get on your walking shoes. We're going to have a good time tonight. Come on, gentlemen and ladies. Come pour a glass or two. We're going to have a good time tonight. So if you come to dance with me, get on your dancing shoes. We're going to have a good time tonight. The slickest looking couple is sure to have to call. We're going to have a good time tonight. So if come dressed killer, don't you come at all. We're going to have a good time tonight.
Thank you. Here we go with another one. Natchez Under the Hill. Bust loose on it now, boys. Be back in just a second now. We're going to play a tune we learned from an old fiddler in South Georgia named Stanley Bailey. This tune is called Sweet Bama.